Patients Participation Group. Gillian Powell, Medicines Optimization Lead Pharmacist for our Integrated Care Board, ICB, came to speak at a recent meeting of the PPG. Medicine waste is estimated to cost the NHS around £300 million every year. What can we all do to help reduce this drain on NHS resources? How often do we find medicines in our cupboard that are unwanted, unused, don't suit us, or simply out of date? Are we all as rigorous as checking in medicines as we might be observing best by dates on food items? Among the reasons to be vigilant in the use, storage and disposal of prescribed medicines are safety issues, for example. Using drugs out of date, risks of children and pets eating as sweets, danger to those who may have difficulty accessing the information on packets or bottles, and more widely, the impact on the environment. In Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire and Berkshire West Integrated Care Board area, BOB ICB alone, during the 12-month period to July 2025, 640,000 litres of medicine waste were collected from pharmacies. To visualise that, imagine half the length and depth of an Olympic-sized swimming pool full of drugs. There are useful ideas on various NHS websites, such as the ICB Stay Well website, but working with our surgeries and pharmacies, there are simple things we can all do. Principally, be active in talking to your GP about medicines you need. If it's a new prescription, don't be surprised that your GP will only order it for a short period to ensure it's right for you. Don't be tempted to order more than you need just in case. If for any reason you need to stop taking that medicine, the remainder will become waste. This is particularly important if you are normally given, say, a 3-month supply of a regular medicine. You may read press reports of particular drug shortages. Check what the facts are before ordering an extra supply. Your pharmacy is more likely to know the real state of supplies than newspapers. In future, your prescriptions will have a note from your GP giving advice on over-ordering. Make sure you really need to stock up before ordering the next prescription. Don't just tick off all the items. If your GP prescribes medicines like antibiotics, make sure you take them for the prescribed period, even if you feel better. There is always a good medical reason for the prescription. Use your pharmacist's advice if, for example, you find it difficult to swallow a pill. There may be other suppliers who produce something in different sizes or shape, or they might suggest ways of making it easier. Always check your prescription bag before you leave the pharmacy so that items can be handed back safely there and then. If you use syringes for delivering insulin or other prescribed medicines, check with your pharmacist if they can take the used items back for disposal. Remember, the price we pay for prescriptions is often a fraction of the actual cost of the NHS, but in these simple ways, we can play a part in easing some of the significant burden on the NHS resources, which would be used elsewhere for everyone's benefit. We may all need the NHS at some time.